Our calendars, near perfection, will be on display tomorrow. It'll be February 29th, the rarest birthday, and its consequences will affect everyone. Our Gregorian calendar dictates that years divisible by four are leap years, like this one, 2016. But if a year is also divisible by 100, it skips the leap year. Thus, 1700 and 1800 and 1900 did not have a February 29th. And I hope you're taking notes. You see, equinoxes and solstices happen earlier and earlier as each century wears on. We can't let that continue. So the deliberate skip of the leap year on most century years creates a sudden jump. And bingo, those first day of summers got pushed back a day, which is all part of the plan. But the system says that if a year is divisible by 400, it will be a leap year. So 2000 was the first century year with a February 29th since Galileo grew a beard. The consequence of that little move will affect us now. In 2000, for the first time in four centuries, a year divisible by 100 did not skip the leap year. There was a February 29th that year, and omitting the usual century leap year skip prevented the calendar from jumping a day. Solstices and equinoxes instead kept creeping earlier. In case you haven't noticed, spring began on March 21st, when you were little, but it's been happening on the 20th for years now. In a few weeks, it'll happen on March 19th for most U.S. time zones. In fact, this will be the earliest spring since 1896. In the previous Julian calendar, where all century years skipped the leap year, equinoxes were weirdly happening around March 11th, and the Easter Bunny was hopping around in the snow. The present calendar keeps seasons in sync. So celebrate tomorrow's leap day. It's part of the system that's about to give this year the earliest seasons of our lives. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.